From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, read by Amanda. First, the headlines. Pulmonology says the new strain coronavirus is not necessarily more deadly, but still have a lot to learn. The Singaporean government restricting Chinese passport holders issued in Hubei enter and transit to the country. Now the news in detail. A recent outbreak of coronavirus, which began in China's Wuhan City, Hubei province in December last year, has spread to 14 countries. Coronavirus was first identified in the 1960s, but the new strain, known as the novel coronavirus, only appeared in humans last year when people in Wuhan started suffering respiratory infections. Dr. Elina Burhan, a pulmonologist of Persahabatan Hospital and chairperson of Indonesian Pulmonologists Association of the Jakarta branch, in a special interview at Voice of Indonesia studio on Tuesday, said, although it has already caused more than 100 deaths, the new strain of coronavirus is not necessarily more deadly than other strains. She said, compared to the fatality rate of SARS and MERS, COV, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, the new strain of coronavirus is currently less deadly.
Data shows that the fatality rate of SARS is more than 10%, and also the fatality rate of MERS-CoV is even higher, more than 30%. And if we look at this current data showed, there are more than 4,000 affected people. But those who eventually died was around 100 something, which is, if we count the rate, is no more than 5%. So the fatality rate is lower.
Dr. Erlina Burhan, who is also a lecturer at Faculty of Medicine, University of Indonesia, added the new type of coronavirus has different structure of DNA, but the symptoms are the same.
Well, the new type obviously having different structure of DNA, but the symptom that caused by the same family is just the same. Affected upper and lower respiratory tract with the same symptoms such as fever, headache, not feeling well. And then if the virus already affect the parenchyma of the lung, then it start to have coughing and also lead to having difficulties in breathing.
Dr. Elina Burhan advised there is a lot to learn about the new strain. She further said that the symptoms of the new strain of coronavirus take the form of upper respiratory tract infection, including sneezing, sore throat, coughing, and shortness of breath. She recommended people maintain a fair distance from anyone showing such symptoms. She also said that the immune system plays a key role in fighting this virus and advised to maintain a healthy immune system. She also asked people to be aware, keep healthy, and eat nutritious food to support the immune system. The government of Singapore is restricting China's passport holders issued in Hubei or new visitors who have traveled to Hubei in the past 14 days to enter or transit to the country. This has been done by the Singaporean government to increase anticipatory measures against the spread of coronavirus. Detailed information will be reported by Nuka Kusumawati.
National Development Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, who is also chairperson of a multi-ministry task force which was formed to deal with the Wuhan virus in Singapore, said on Tuesday that the Singapore government has made a plan that covers all possibilities. Quoted from Channel News Asia, Lawrence Wong also stated, although the coronavirus has not yet spread in Singapore, in order to prevent the case from happening, the Singapore government has issued several prevention steps, including restricting Chinese passport holders or new visitors who had traveled to Hubei in the last 14 days enter or transit to Singapore.
Thirdly, we are looking at new arrivals, all new visitors. The numbers have already come down because of all the measures taken by China and Singapore. But given the heightened risk, we don't want to leave anything to chance, so we will not allow entry of any new visitor who has had recent travel history in Hubei or is holding a BRC passport issued in Hubei. No entry, nor will we allow transit through Singapore.
The restrictions on entry for Chinese citizens, especially those from Hubei province, began on Wednesday afternoon, January 29. Health Ministry of Singapore on Tuesday, January 28, has confirmed the new cases raising the number of coronavirus victims to 7.
Thirdly, we are looking at new arrivals, all new visitors. The numbers have already come down because of all the measures taken by China and Singapore. But given the heightened risk, we don't want to leave anything to chance, so we will not allow entry of any new visitor who has had recent travel history in Hubei or is holding a BRC passport issued in Hubei. No entry, nor will we allow transit through Singapore.
The restrictions on entry for Chinese citizens, especially those from Hubei province, began on Wednesday afternoon, January 29th. Health Ministry of Singapore on Tuesday has confirmed two new cases, raising the number of coronavirus victims to 7. The European Green Deal is a series of policy initiatives proposed by the European Commission aimed at making Europe climate neutral by 2050. An impact assessment plan will also be presented to increase the European Union's greenhouse gas emission reduction target for 2030 to 50% compared to that of 1990. The plan is to review existing laws on climate benefits and introduce new laws on the circular economy, building renovations, biodiversity, agriculture, and innovation. At a press conference held in Davos, Switzerland on Tuesday, Executive Vice President of the Green Deal European Union, Frans Timmermans, said that the European Union would respond quickly in dealing with climate change because it was considered urgent.
I think that the scientific evidence is clearer day by day how quickly and disastrously consequences of unconstrained climate change are affecting us. We're increasingly seeing warnings of risks turning into haunting manifestations of disaster across the globe. Just look at Australia. Wildfires have killed approximately 1 billion animals, 1 billion, so sort of double the population of the European Union. It's mind-boggling. I want to make clear that this is not me projecting Project Fear, just reporting on what's actually happening. It is urgent, it is essential, it is undeniable.
At the presentation of the Green Deal proposal to European Union member states in Davos, Switzerland in December 2019, The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen stated that the European Green Deal would make Europe the first climate-neutral continent. On December 13, 2019, the European Council decided to go ahead with the plan, even though Poland chose to leave. On 15th of January 2020, the European Parliament chose to support the agreement with more enthusiasm. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said US President Donald Trump's Middle East peace plan would be a positive step forward in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict settlement. Raab also said in a statement that UK welcomes the release of the United States' proposal for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. This is clearly a serious proposal, reflecting extensive time and effort. The UK Foreign Secretary added that only the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian territories could determine whether these proposals met their needs and aspirations. Raab further said a peace agreement between Israelis and Palestinians that leads to a peaceful coexistence could unlock the potential of the entire region and provide both sides with the opportunity for a brighter future. Trump revealed the plan on Tuesday, according to which Palestinians could be able to have a state of their own with a capital in East Jerusalem. Negotiations on a final agreement are proposed to take place within the next 4 years. Qatar's foreign ministry has denounced the peace initiative proposed by US President Donald Trump to settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The ministry said in a statement, peace requires the observance of Palestinians' rights to a sovereign state within the borders with the capital in East Jerusalem and the return of refugees to their homeland. At the same time, the ministry added that Doha welcomed the US ambition to find a solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict, but only if it was within the framework of international law. Negotiations on a final agreement are proposed to take place within the next 4 years. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas denounced the new plan as a conspiracy and said Jerusalem was not up for sale. He also said that the Palestinian people would throw Trump's deal of the country to the garbage basket of history. As cases of infection and deaths from the coronavirus originating from the China city of Wuhan hit a new high, Indonesia is reporting no confirmed cases as of Tuesday, January 28. Although suspected cases continued to be recorded across the archipelago, at least 8 patients across the country were still under observation after being admitted to hospitals for suspected coronavirus infection as of Tuesday. Meanwhile, Indonesian authorities claimed that so far at least 12 patients were clear of the coronavirus after being suspected of getting infected. Quoted by Reuters that Indonesia's neighboring countries have reported confirmed coronavirus infection cases among others. Thailand reported 8, Australia and Singapore reported 5 each, Malaysia reported 4, Vietnam 2 and Cambodia 1. Indonesia issued on Tuesday a travel warning for citizens intending to visit China's Hubei province, where currently at least 13 cities, including Wuhan, are in lockdown as Chinese authorities attempt to contain the viral outbreak. According to the Foreign Ministry, 243 Indonesians currently live in the quarantined zone. All are in good condition so far. Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia is awaiting Health Minister Terawan Agus Putranto's steps over the restrictions on the number of Chinese workers employed in Indonesia amid the coronavirus outbreak in the Chinese city of Wuhan. According to the minister, there has been no specific policy restricting the number of Chinese workers to be employed in Indonesia. The policy needs to urgently respond to the outbreak of the coronavirus, which was firstly detected in Wuhan. Based on statistical data, 33,209 Chinese workers were employed in Indonesia as of 2018. Most of them were employed in projects or offices of multinational companies from China. Nearly 10% or 900,000 of 9 million Indonesian migrant workers abroad are employed in China, according to several sources such as the World Bank and Central Statistics Agency, said.
Today in history, I'll begin with January the 29th, 1950, General Sudirman dies. General Sudirman passed away in Magelang on January the 29th, 1950 at the age of 34 years. Before he died, Sudirman was involved in guerrilla warfare from forest to forest while fighting chronic tuberculosis. Sudirman's death became mourning for all Indonesian people. Half-mast flags were hoisted and thousands of people gathered to watch the funeral procession. His guerrilla resistance was set up as a means of developing esprit de corps for the Indonesian army nowadays, and the 100-kilometer guerrilla route that he took must be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduating from the military academy. On December 10, 1964, he was declared a national hero of Indonesia. Turning to January 29, 2013. SCAT Airlines Flight 760 crashed. On January the 29th, 2013, SCAT Air Flight 760, a Bombardier aircraft operated by SCAT Airlines, crashed in a thick foggy area near Almaty, Kazakhstan, and killed 16 passengers and 5 crew on the plane. The plane flew from Cox's 2 to Almaty when it crashed about 5 kilometers from Almaty's main airport, near the village of Kizistu at 1 p.m. local time. SCAT Air said in a statement that no one had survived this incident. I'll conclude with January the 29th, 2015. Malaysia officially announces the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 as an accident, and the passenger and flight crew are estimated killed. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is a scheduled and international passenger flight that disappeared on March 8, 2014, while traveling from Kuala Lumpur International Airport to Beijing Capital International Airport. The Boeing 777 last made contact with the air traffic controller less than an hour after taking off. Operated by Malaysian Airlines, this aircraft carries 12 cabin crew and 227 passengers from 15 countries, most of whom are Chinese citizens. On the same day, a joint search and rescue effort, reportedly the largest in history, was launched in the Gulf of Thailand and the South China Sea. Although its whereabouts are still unknown, as of March the 24th, Malaysian Airlines officials and the Malaysian government believe that this plane crashed in the South Indian Ocean without survivors, based on an analysis by aviation investigator of the United Kingdom and satellite company Inmarsat. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Kau ada melukis kata yang indah dalam jiwaku, kau berucap menyatakan rasa antara kita. Aku tahu hanyalah kita yang mengerti. Aku pun bisa menyadari mengapa cinta merasuki kita. Biarkan aku mencintaimu, walaupun aku bukan milikmu. Biarkanlah apa adanya kenyataan antara kita. Aku dan kamu saat ini tak bisa menyatu. Kenyataan yang kita hadapi, jangan pernah kita menyesalinya. Biarkan aku mencintaimu, walaupun aku bukan milikmu. Biarkanlah apa adanya, kenyataan antara kita. Kita tak harus memiliki. Cintai aku dalam hatimu, aku akan mencintaimu dalam hatiku untuk selamanya. Aku bukan milikmu, biarkanlah apa adanya, kenyataan antara kita. Kita tak harus memiliki. Cintai aku dalam, aku akan mencintaimu dalam hatiku untuk selamanya. Oh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Soekarno-Hatta Airport builds new facilities to improve aircraft movement. The completion of new facilities of the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, comprising runway 3 and the East Connection Taxiway or ECT, is expected to support the efficiency of aircraft movement at the airport. It was stated by Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi when observing the new facilities of the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten on Sunday, January 26. The runway 3 at the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, which was inaugurated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Thursday, January 23, has operated since the end of 2019, namely during the celebrations of Christmas and New Year's Eve. The Indonesian Transportation Ministry claimed that the new facilities of the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport would accelerate the aircraft movement from 8% to 30%. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi pointed out that the Soekarno-Hatta Airport is the face of Indonesia. Therefore, the airport must improve its services and safety procedure. The minister called on all related stakeholders in the sector of aviation to keep developing aircraft facilities and infrastructures which can be implemented in all regions across Indonesia. Based on report of the PT Angkasa Pura II, the aircraft movement during the Christmas and New Year celebrations improved 80 movements per hour to 100 movements per hour since the inauguration of the Runway 3 and East Cross Taxiway since the end of 2019. Among the benefits of the Runway 3 and East Cross Taxiway include improving flight safety through the separation of runways for takeoff and landing, reducing aircraft queues from 6 to 9 aircrafts to approximately 3 planes, as well as accelerating aircraft movement from aprons to runways. That was my Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Terima kasih.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Jambi has many beautiful natural tourism attractions. Some of the tourism destinations that Jambi can offer are mountains, lakes, waterfalls, hot springs, caves, geoparks, or various modern tourism destinations which are being developed. One of them is the Biru Lake at Tanjung Alam Village, Jangka District, Merangin Regency, Jambi. This lake is located at an altitude of 2,033 meters above sea level and is included in the production forest area, which directly borders with Kerinci Seblat National Park. Tourists who come here can witness the beauty of nature. It has clear blue waters that allow you to see the bottom of the lake. Shady trees surrounding the lake make the air fresh. There is a fallen tree on the middle of Biru Lake, which has become a bridge to a hut that was built by the local people to take rest. The existence of the fallen tree makes for an interesting picture, making the spot very Instagrammable. According to local people, the lake was found accidentally by Tanjung Alam villager who was hunting for birds in the surrounding forest. The hunter told about the lake to other villagers. Then the lake was named Biru Lake by Merangin Regent in 2016. From Jambi, you can use motorcycle or car to Merangin Regency. From city center of Merangin Regency, namely Bangko, you should take a trip to Tanjung Alam Village, Sungai Tenang District, because location of Biru Lake is at around Mount Masurai. You could also take a trip by walking, around 1 to 2 hours. It is advised to do this only if you have reasonable physical stamina. You are also suggested to bring enough food. The trip is more enjoyable if you come here along with your friends. From Tanjung Alam Jangkat Village, it takes around 7 hours by walking, but if you ride motorcycle, it only takes 3 hours. Recently, Biru Lake has been viral on social media. Local people often call it Hijau Lake because its water has greenish-blue colors. Another beautiful scenery is green mud on the bottom of the lake. It is very beautiful when seen with the very unique water color. Location of the lake is hidden in the forest, so that not many people know its existence. If you want to refresh yourself and re-energize, this lake is the right choice. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu. Aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia, utuhkanlah
rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan kita lalui bersama, betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai oleh dia ku merasa sempurna, semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Hanya padanya, untuk dia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is waktu tempuh perjalanan or travel time. Listen to this conversation about waktu tempuh perjalanan or travel time. The conversation is between Kevin and Pak Imran. Kevin asks Pak Imran about the travel time from airport to the hotel.
Wah, Jakarta macet ya, Pak?
Iya, Mas.
Berapa jam kita akan sampai ke hotel?
Kalau macet seperti ini, kira-kira 2 jam.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Berapa jam? Berapa jam, which means how many hours? Wah, Jakarta macet ya. Wah, Jakarta macet ya, which means Jakarta is jam or stuck. Berapa jam kita akan sampai ke hotel? Berapa jam kita akan sampai ke hotel? Which means how many hours will we take to get to the hotel? Kalau macet, seperti ini kira-kira 2 jam. Kalau macet seperti ini kira-kira 2 jam. Which means about 2 hours if there is traffic jam. In the conversation, Kevin asks about travel time to the hotel. He says, berapa jam kita akan sampai ke hotel? Which means, how many hours will we take to get to the hotel? If you want to know the travel time between two places, you can use an expression, berapa jam kita akan sampai ke blah blah blah. Then mention your destination places. For example, berapa jam kita akan sampai ke hotel? To answer the question, you can mention the travel time and you can also add the words kira-kira, sekitar, or lebih kurang, which means approximately or about, if you are not sure about the travel time. Now let's listen to the example. Kevin, berapa lama dari bandara ke hotel? Imran, kira-kira 2 jam. The unit of time used in Indonesia is jam or hours, menit or minutes, and detik or second. So, to respond to someone about the travel time, you can answer with the unit of time such as 1 hour, 2 hours, 30 minutes, or 40 minutes. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Wah, Jakarta macet ya, Pak?
Iya, Mas.
Berapa jam kita akan sampai ke hotel?
Kalau macet seperti ini, kira-kira 2 jam.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Segala cara telah kita coba demi keutuhan cinta yang sejak semula kita percaya. Bulan di langit pun mengerti saat bicara tak lagi jadi cara yang bisa hentikan pertikaian hingga akhirnya rasa hilang dan
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition, I present a song from Bali titled Cari Nak Cerik, sung by Ari Kencana. The lyric tells about outpouring of a man about his lover. The lover is temperamental, which often leads to quarrel. The man does not hopeless. The proof that he tries to be faithful so that the girls does not need to be jealousy. Finally, they get blessing from their parents. Well, listener, here is the song Cari Nak Cerik by Ari Kencana. Happy listening.
Kesinggungan raga karena uyutan sing lenteken rasa cemburu neseta terdadi kerana adi staten udah beli ngelada menan helen di sini. Pada setuju yang tengali dua sedoge tunggu de adi cara na ceni are melajah metunangan apa bede-bede pede raga stata megongan enda di siaran beli ni subang ala tunanya yenda di tayangan beli di TV adi calon kurenan beli apa beli sing ada nak lo nunggu apa adi sing ala rasa cemburu wileng beli nasek ire beli nasakan kresna ini arasi kami kira kesupe pada setuju yang tanggali dua sedoge de adi cara na ceni mare melajah metunangan apa bede-bede pede raga stata megongan enda di siaran beli di radio beli subang ala tunangan yang beli di TV adi calon kurenan beli apa beli sing ada nak lo nunggu apa adi sing ala rasa cemburu ire beli nasakan satya ire beli nasakan kresna. Dadi siaran beli di radio beli subang ala tunanya yen dadi tayangan beli di TV adi calon kurenan beli. Apang beli sing ada nak lone nunggu. Apang adi sing laras secemburu. Ireh beli nak sekan satya, ireh beli nak sekan kresna.
Voice of Indonesia.
Togetherness in English Language Program Broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, From Indonesia to the World, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voiceindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.